With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The voice of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely in a region where the border has been fluid with Israel's northern neighbor.
He says Israeli troops will stay there until he believes that another actor is capable of coming in and ensuring Israel's security. That is opening the way for a protracted Israeli presence in the area and is sure to deepen fears that Israel is planning some sort of land grab and long-term occupation.
As correspondent Joe Fetterman, the Federal Reserve expected this afternoon to announce its latest interest rate cut.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to announce a quarter point cut to the benchmark rate from about 4.6% to roughly 4.3%. But the pace of the Fed's rate cuts could likely slow down from a rate cut at each Fed meeting to every other meeting. The Fed has described its moves as a recalibration of the ultra-high rates that were intended to tame inflation.
And that report from Donna Warder, Vanuatu's capital city of Port Vila is without water today after the South Pacific Island nation was hit by a 7.3 magnitude earthquake. Business owner Damien Bird.
I drove past a Chinese building yesterday that had shops all at the bottom and it collapsed on top of itself.
So the city seaport is closed today. Japanese automakers Nissan and Honda have confirmed they're talking about closer collaboration, but a merger? Maybe not.
Nissan's share price soared more than 22% after reports citing unnamed sources said it might merge with Honda to form the world's third largest automaking group. Trading in Nissan shares was suspended in Tokyo but then resumed after the companies issued a statement that said they were, quote, considering various possibilities for future collaboration, but no decisions have been made.
That is Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. 'Tis the season for Christmas miracles.
It seems to happen every year, people dropping crazy amounts of money into the kettles of Salvation Army bell ringers. In Des Moines, Iowa this month, someone deposited a gold South African coin worth almost $3,000. A bell ringer outside of Kroger in southern Indiana found a gold nugget in his kettle, estimated value $50,000. The Salvation Army's annual Christmas campaign accounts for a big chunk of the Christian ministry's annual budget. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Syria are warily celebrating the ouster of strongman Bashar Assad, even as they wonder what the new regime will bring. Many Syrian Christians, who made up 10% of the population before Syria's civil war, either fled the country or supported Assad out of fear of Islamist insurgents. Syria's new leaders are being urged to respect the rights of religious minorities and women. This is SRN News. The wife of Spain's socialist prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, has appeared before a judge in Madrid, rejecting accusations of corruption and influence peddling.
On both of her previous appearances before the judge, Ms. Gomez used her right not to answer questions. This time she did respond, but only to questions put to her by her lawyer. The judge is investigating claims Ms. Gomez used her position as spouse of the socialist prime minister to further her own business activities. In her testimony, she said that her use of software intended for the university in Madrid, where she worked, had been legal.
That's BBC's Guy Hedgeko reporting. An Alabama woman doing well after the latest experimental pig kidney transplant. Researchers are gearing up as two companies, United Therapeutics and eGenesis, aim to bring the world's first formal studies on pig-to-human transplants to bear in 2025. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.